I think they desperately need to work together in a more magnanimous manner. There needs to be compromise. Nobody's going to get everything that they want in times like this, or perhaps at any time. And I think that what we've seen over the last couple of decades hasn't served anybody well with regards to the intransigence and the digging in on the part of both sides. And I think that one needs to work across the aisles. You know, I might talk about Medicare for All being the solution that brings us far more health and far more wealth. But if I can't convince people of that overnight, then maybe I have to take half a loaf and see a public option, see the extension of Medicare to people 55 to 65, and let our businesses see the wealth that brings us by opening that up. And sometimes things have to be done in stepwise fashion, and I recognize that. I don't necessarily buy the premise that the disgust, the 9 or 10% approval ratings, is strictly because of the inability of the two sides to get along. I think in talking to people around the 14 counties of this district, I think the primary reason for the disgust is again, as I've indicated, the fact that these politicians of both stripes, frankly, take lots of big checks from lots of powerful corporations and Wall Street banks. We watched these Wall Street banks bring this economy to its knees, and you didn't see a bailout for the American consumer. Instead, you saw more of our tax dollars going into the pocketbooks of those bankers. People see this stuff. They see that hedge fund managers pay a far lower tax rate than nurses, and they look at that, and they it's that type of thing that disgusts them. They know the hedge fund managers are funding the Congress people.